This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's foreign ministry on Sunday condemned a decision by the United States to add Russians seeking U.S. visas to a list of so-called homeless nationals who can apply for visas in third countries. The move allowed Russians to apply for U.S. visas in Warsaw instead of their home country. After the American embassy stopped processing most visa applications in May due to Moscow's ban on employing embassy staff in Russia, the U.S. State Department lists as homeless applicants from countries in which the United States has no consular representation or where consular staff cannot issue visas due to the political or security situation. Russia became the 10th nation on the list after Cuba, Eritrea, Iran, Libya, Somalia, South Sudan, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. The U.S. and Russia are in a dispute over the number of diplomats they can post to each other's capitals, and the two sides failed to make progress at talks this month. An Israeli government ministry said Sunday Israel plans to build more residences for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank, adding to those announced in August by the new ruling coalition. It says 1,355 homes adds to more than 2,000 residents, which defense sources said in August would be authorized for settlers in the West Bank. Final approval is expected from the defense ministry this week for those homes. About 475,000 Israeli Jews live in settlements in the West Bank, which are considered illegal under international law, on land Palestinians claim as part of their future state. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's military on Sunday launched two airstrikes on what a government official said were Tigray People's Liberation Front-held facilities, the seventh and eighth bombings in its war-torn northern region in a week. The strikes far west from the regional capital, Mekele, signal that the military is potentially widening its campaign of aerial bombings, which has drawn international rebukes and disrupted UN flights to the famine-threatened region. An Ethiopian government spokeswoman says one airstrike hit a TPLF training and military command post, while another destroyed a separate facility used to manufacture so-called military equipments, as well as fake military uniforms used by TPLF combatants. There was no immediate response from the TPLF, which has condemned earlier strikes as evidence of the government's disregard for civilian lives. Pro-military protesters briefly blocked major roads and bridges in Sudan's capital Sunday amid growing tensions between the generals and the pro-democracy movement that fueled the uprising against autocratic former President Omar al-Bashir. The souring ties between the military and civilians in the ruling government threaten Sudan's fragile transition to democracy since the military's ouster of al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019 after nearly three decades of autocratic rule. The current crisis surfaced with a coup attempt last month. Officials blamed al-Bashir loyalists for the move, but the generals lashed out at the civilian part of the government, accusing politicians of seeking government posts rather than helping ease people's economic suffering. Pope Francis on Sunday called for an end to the practice of returning migrants rescued at sea to Libya and other unsafe countries. The Pope says priority must be given to saving lives in the Mediterranean Sea and allowing them to disembark in port. Italy and Malta have come under criticism by human rights advocates for leaving migrants aboard crowded rescue boats before assigning them a safe port. And Britain's hospitals are already struggling to cope with an influx of patients ahead of an anticipated winter crisis, a senior emergency medicine expert warned on Sunday. The country recorded the highest number of new cases of COVID-19 since July over the past week, according to government figures released Saturday, a day after Prime Minister Boris Johnson played down the prospect of a return to lockdown. Now the president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine told Sky News that emergency departments are already struggling. Nearly 334,000 people in Britain tested positive over the past 7 days. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.